When William Whitener announced he'd be stepping down as artistic director of the Kansas City Ballet at the end of his 17th season, the search was on. Executive director Jeffrey Bentley worked with Whitener for 15 years at the Kansas City Ballet and for a few years before that in Canada. He says it marked the end of a long artistic partnership.
That's a long time. I don't know that there's a current partnership in a major ballet company that exceeds that. But at the same time, you're always excited about the next moment in time.
Bentley says the selection committee's choice, Devin Carney, is someone who will preserve and enhance the work that's gone before him.
He's exactly the right person to come into this organization at this point in time and bring it to whatever that next level is.
Carney danced with Boston Ballet for nearly two decades, earning the rank of soloist. He performed leading roles in classical ballets and contemporary works, from Balanchine's Serenade to Merce Cunningham's Breakers. As ballet master at Boston Ballet, and then ballet master-in-chief at Cincinnati Ballet, he earned a reputation for clear observations and thoughtful classes. Since 2008, he's been the associate artistic director of Cincinnati Ballet.
Devin is a really passionate person, so his personality really demonstrates that. He's extremely passionate about dance as an art form.
Somebody that can motivate you. He's definitely an up-and-up person. He's got a pep in his step.
Jill Marlowe and Anthony Kreutzkamp, Kansas City Ballet Company members, both danced at Cincinnati Ballet. Marlowe for 8 years and Kreutzkamp for 10. Kreutzkamp says they premiered some of Devin Carney's original choreography.
He was the one that coached me through my first Albrecht in Giselle. I did his Sleeping Beauty, many different contemporary pas. I did his Dracula. I'm very comfortable with him, and I know he made me a better dancer. I don't think I'd be the dancer I am if I wouldn't have met him. So I was really excited for the dancers here to be able to work with him.
That's also part of the excitement for Devin Carney. He says he's looking forward to getting into the classroom, teaching and working with the Kansas City Ballet dancers.
You know, I've always wanted to be an artistic director, and that opportunity has finally come to fruition, and it's taken a lot of work and preparation to get to the point where I'm ready for that kind of position and that kind of responsibility.
Carney says repertoire for the coming seasons could include some of his full-length productions, classics such as Giselle and Swan Lake, as well as works new to Kansas City audiences.
I intend to really help this company become larger in its scope. I want to push the company forward, encourage and bring along the company.
He says the company is primed for tremendous growth, and from what he's seen already, capable and ready for it. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.